Earth, Wind, and Fire. At the end of it, this guy's like, oh, I smell something. Oh, I smell something else. And everybody starts laughing. He's like, oh, you get down with the rest yet. And I will tell you, I had to smoke more weed the last week than I have in a long, long time. Save some of you folks, I think. It's like I'm just going to have it like injected by the half hour, whatever. I got to take it. Driving, eating at a restaurant, all that. Hey, man, let's go back to the phones. And I got, well, I like this. North and South Joe. That's easier. That's Jason, man. He just came up with that. That's to let me know. You know, it's a lot easier than writing down Stevens Point and wherever the hell you are in Arizona, right?
Yeah, you got that right, man. Hey, dude, it sounds like you were the nail on this one. You're usually the hammer. and, you know, you just got to give yourself a break there, brother. And I tuned in a little bit late, but from what I gathered was you received a whole ration of feces at that rally for being white by a friend's son.
Well, it was like just
that.
Like they didn't understand me, Joe, that you know, how I was trying to tell people how it felt to be me, you know, a white guy with brown children and grandchildren and loves them all and has loved all the colors of this world my whole life, man. You know, my best friends, most of them aren't white. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like ignorance was like, beyond, you know, you haven't had the same experience as a human being as me, some of you people out there, when you start talking about my whiteness and who am I and, oh, you don't want to know me.
Well, you know, sometimes you can always find an idiot in a car. And, you know what I mean? And then on the other side,
I'm looking at one, myself on the monitor.
We'll move over. I'll sit next to you. We'll look at two idiots.
Awesome, awesome.
But I was going to say, you know, and then, you know, to cap that off with going and having a piece of pie and some ice cream and running into a...
I got set up, dude. You know. I was set up.
Oh, my God. Well, now that, I mean, you got to find the comedy in that a bit.
Right? I do now. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to pull myself back out of that dark and gloom where we're at. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, and, you know, man, a lot of times I really think, and I know, man, racism is failed policy. We are really in it, and it's embarrassing to be part of the Democratic Party and look at this. This should be our wheelhouse. We should be addressing directly, you know, going in the inner cities and working with people, but we're not. We're, you know, Chuck Schumer told you, their focus is the white-collar soft Republican in the suburbia. You know, it's a sad state of affair, man. And you know, that Joe Biden wasn't lying when he said nothing.
Nothing's gonna change, rich boys. Beat you to it.
That's right. Yeah, no, and you did. But man, oh man, that's like this is what this looks like on the streets. And you know, Trump empowerment by that. You know, I'll tell you what, that is infuriating when, you know, we should be LeBron James playing basketball against a fifth grader, but we're not. We always, like, turn dumb, stupid-ass Republicans into 10-feet-tall creatures that you must assimilate to some of their positions in the name of, you know, corporatism. It's not bipartisanism. We have the same... benefactors. And the Democratic Party is not even talking about publicly financed elections. Hell, we're having to hold Nancy Pelosi's feet to the fire to not be able to insider trade.
Yeah, you come know, on. I mean, I know. You know what, Joe? Thanks. It's unbelievable. You know, but I don't even do the Democrat Republican thing now. This went to a new level for me. This is about being human. And there's just not enough humans out here. And I, you know, I'm not like Hillary Dillery saying I can't change somebody's heart, but mine is kind of heavy right now. And I got lifted up and then dropped back down again, you know. I talked to King Rick. I'm feeling good. I talked to my friend Chanel out in Milwaukee. And, you know, I felt alive again. And then I don't know what happened. I guess reality, you know, it gets to be like that. Hey, man, we got Wisco Paul. Did you already screen him or should I bring him on? Yeah, I know Wisco Paul. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Michael, cheer up. Hey, I wanted to add one more city in the state to poison water forever chemicals. Up where Joe used to live, Wausau, they now are drinking bottled water, and the Republicans sit on their hands and do nothing. Typical boss, and that's just wanted to throw a little environment at the end of the show, and at least we're not drinking poison water yet down here. Thanks, Michael. Good show. Bye.
Thanks, brother. You know what? They've already peed in our water. Do you know in Texas that they recycle wastewater for drinking water? Ooh. Mm. But let's water some more golf courses. Let's cut down some more trees and get some more, you know, get those fence lines down with the trees and stuff. And, you know, put in some more corn and soy. Because the air's not bad enough yet. The soil's not leached enough yet. It's sad, man. I look at trees and I know they're alive, man. And I know, you know, if you guys don't believe that a grove of trees isn't like a family and that they're roots and everything, and we find out that they actually have feelings and stuff, what? You think humans are the only ones capable of feeling anything? Not all life, just yours, huh? Because I really believe that. And it was so funny to stop eating meat and then have people give me crap about my eggs, even when they're going to Chick-fil-A for a sandwich in an LGBTQ, you know, not friendly place. Really?
Chick-fil-A? What is the obsession with Chick-fil-A?
Well, what is the obsession with meat? Can't I just be okay with not eating? I'm not giving you crap because you're eating it. I mean,
right.
I'm looking over my shoulder because, you know, I'm afraid that the vegangelicals are going to follow me through the through the dairy and egg section.
Hey, going back to Wisco's thing real quick.
Yeah.
Pizza box, easy question. What's the most vital and important thing to existence? Resource that we have?
Air. Water, actually.
Yeah,
sorry.
Water. We can't live without
but
water,
but I mean,
right?
H2O, you can't separate them. All right. And you can't really separate the soil and the trees and everything else that, you know, it's called an ecosystem. And it's so damaged. It's kind of hard for me to cheer up till the leaves wake up with their leaves and some birds and butterflies and bees come around. But I know they won't be in the abundance that I used to see them in. You know, if you guys don't understand that, for the wolves, because all those people that I know that fought so hard to protect the wolves again did their job, right? Friends here in Madison, people up north, everywhere. Nobody wants to shoot dogs. And then use your dog that came from that, the mother of all dogs, to hunt them down and to hunt bears and to trap. And you see what, you know, I'm like Dances with Wolves too. Did I tell you that? Right. You want to be shooting at wolves? And I've been told, be careful with howling in the woods. I thought they meant that the wolves might attack me, but I think somebody meant somebody white might shoot my ass. Thinking I'm a wolf. I got that gray mane and everything. Could you see me in somebody's mantle? We got that bastard.
You're just, as a off-topic side note, your hair is far better than Aaron Rodgers' hair, by the way.
But, oh, yeah. His is, like, greasy. And he's got hairy hands and really big feet. Wink, wink. Right? you know what? Thanks for bringing me back a little bit.
He's such a D-bag. Has he won the D-bag of the week yet?
No, but he's lost four NFC Championship games to match his four MVPs, and I guarantee you those are more valuable to him than winning it all, right?
Thanks, everybody.
I know. It's awesome, right? But at least the Bucks got Serge Ibaka. I mean, you know, that guy's, we need him.
Yeah.
It's not like Dante DiVincenzo is not a really good player, right? There's a reason why we got 2 second-round draft picks coming, too. To make up for the one we lost by trying to make that deal last year. Awesome. I'm fired up about that because I like the Bucks organization, man. Top to all the way down, right? Because they care about people and they're in social issues. We've had their commercial about voting, you know, protecting the right to vote. How much time I got?
You got 3 minutes.
Oh, cool, man. Don't forget our sponsor, Jeff's Guitar Clinic.
Oh, yeah.
And if you need to know more, you can go to jeffsguitar.com. But man, he's got a nice studio and a wide variety of guitars and plenty of dogs to pat. And it's out there, you know, nice area, man. Fresh air, a lot of mosquitoes. The only place you can still find mosquitoes. As far as I'm concerned, man, I went out there and I'm like, I thought they were extinct already, man. They probably got bats there. But I've seen some weird stuff in nature this year. You know, white sparrow, white turkey, robin on February 1st. And that whole, what do you call it, a herd of robins? I guess when they're pissed, they are. Tune in next week. I will have King Rick in studio.
You call them angry birds.
Whatever. You know, they can say anything on cable now. Man, they're playing those clowns that were, oh my gosh, they sounded like me at the restaurant the other day. F-bomb here, all over. Come on, man, I'll tear you limb from limb. Anyway, tune in next week outside the Pizza Box, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and of course, WAUK out of Waukesha, right? 540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw, the Shaw. I'm pretty sure I saw a caw-caw go by down the hallway. Was that Crudy I saw coming in?
A masked figure, I mentioned.
I saw the red hat. It's the robins are back, man. The robins are back. It's scary, man. I hope that it warms up quicker for them because they need bugs, man. A lot of protein in that. But, they, you know, Matt Rothschild, he knows birds. He says, you know, they're pretty tough, and he's right. Robin's one of the toughest birds. Maybe that's why it's our state bird, and the Republicans want to make it into a vulture. Rah! Hey, boss. See you later.